welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Amen. How many of you know when you come in here, there's a corporate anointing that you can sense and feel? Amen. Well, that corporate anointing should go with you and create an individual anointing in you where you can change and transform the world. Yes, 12 disciples transformed the world. I can think of a number of people in our history where one person has made the difference. Say one person has made the difference. One person steps up and makes the difference. I want that person to be me when it comes to telling people about Jesus. Well, Pastor, you know, I'm kind of like shy, my personality. I always tell people, get a new one, number one. Number two, Paul says, you're living epistles. Just by how you walk, what you say, what you do is your witness. I don't have to say a word and I have a witness. Say, I have a witness. We're Christians because they'll know you're Christians by their what? Say, love. Here's another one for you now. They're not mature enough to stand in the face of constant allegations from the enemy. I have had people step in my face, spit at me, and all kinds of stuff, but I've remained mature. Say mature. And stood my ground. When the enemy comes and makes accusations, that's what he's supposed to do. But his accusations roll off of me because I'm Teflon with the Word of God. I said I'm Teflon with the Word of God. The Word of God keeps me from getting all that junk the enemy would try to attack my mind with and tell me, well, this is going to happen and this is going to happen. And you know what I say? What do I tell them? There we go. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go back to where we were in 4:18, if you don't mind, of Luke's gospel. So to preach the gospel to the poor is a message of prosperity. Prosperity in the natural and prosperity in the realm of the spirit. Here's another one. To heal the brokenhearted, the one we talked about last week, is a message of healing. Say healing. People that have been crushed and perplexed by life. It's never going to change. Guess what? Preach deliverance to the captives. That's a message of deliverance. Say deliverance. Deliverance. Could be a demonic thing. It could be deliverance from all kinds of stuff. Listen, give sight to the blind. That's a message of restoration. Jesus came to restore mankind back to God. Say, restoration. Restoration. And here's the last one. To give liberty to the oppressed. That's why Jesus came. Did he fulfill all of that? Well, yes, he did, without any question. Say, he's fulfilled it, and he's still fulfilling it even today. Amen? Now, let's, if you don't mind, I want to go over to Hebrews. Pick up on this for a few moments. Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. If you own something, you have what? A title to it. Of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see yet, and the conviction of their reality. Listen, faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Say, it's not revealed to the senses. Now, you don't have to go there. I'm going to just pull out a portion of scripture from Hosea chapter 2 and verse 15 says this. Therefore, I will give her vineyards and make the valley of Achor, which means troubling, to be for her the door of hope and expectation. Hope and faith go together. Just like John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And for years, love is the key word until the Holy Spirit arrested me one day and said, it's the key word, but without somebody to give it, it sits there doing nothing idly. You understand that now? So faith needs hope. Say, faith needs hope. Hope is kind of like a stepping stone into faith. Amen? Now, if you don't mind, can I read out of the Message Bible? Go over to Romans chapter 4. Now, I'm going to read this out of the Message Bible, and I'll go back and forth to the Amplified. Look at, if you don't mind, at verse number 1 of the 4th chapter. Some key words in here in the Message Bible. So how do we fit what we know of Abraham, our first father in the faith? So who was Abraham? The first father in the faith. Amen? Wow, it gets better. Into this new way of looking at things. If Abraham, by what he did for God, God to approve him, he could certainly have taken credit for it. But the story we're given is a God story, not an Abraham story. Say God's story, not an Abraham story. Bible says we're saved not by our own works, what we would do, but what? By the grace and the mercy of God. Now listen to this. What we read in Scripture is this. Abraham entered into what God was doing. Boy, if that isn't true today, we have to enter in to what God's already doing through his promises. Amen. Say, we enter into what God's doing. God's doing something in my life. Is he doing something in your life? Then we need to enter into it and don't fight it. And that was the turning point. The turning point is entering into what God is doing and what he's already done. Without this book called the Bible, we might as well quit and give up. This is the foundation. Say the foundation. If we build on this foundation, guess what? It's going to stand. And my grandkids come in every single week. So Matt found, I have tic-tac-toe games. We like to play tic-tac-toe. And he had this thing stacked so high. All the X's and O's. I mean, really high. And I'm sitting there watching him. Then his father comes in. Let's put some more on it. Oh, no, Dad, I can't touch. No, Dad. It's going to fall over. No. I had faith and said it's going to stand. Jamie had faith and said it was going to stand. But this little kid was saying, that's where my faith level is right here. We got it all the way up. You can have childlike faith, all kinds of faith, or you can have a mature faith. I choose to have a mature faith, not because of my age, but because of my length of time in this precious book called the Word of God. This is the book. Say, this is the book. This is what I read every day. Every day. I tell my wife I love her every day. I tell my sons who are older now, love you guys. I say love, not just to the little guys, grandchildren, everybody. I love you. Say I love you. I call people and they'll, hey, friend. I call them my friend. Why? Because they're my friend, because I see them through the eyes of love. Amen? The Bible, understand this principle I learned years ago from Dr. Bill Winston. He said, we were made by God and created by God to love. When we do anything else but love somebody, it can actually bring sickness and disease on our body. You and I are made to love. If we don't love and we don't forgive and we hate somebody, we are bringing sickness and disease on us. Because what did Jesus say? Love everybody. Love your enemy. Love everybody. Well, God, I got a question. Do you know what he did to me? You know what God said to me one day when I actually said that to him? You're not gonna believe this. He said, in my spirit, he said, do you know what they did to me? I've been crucified with words many times. He was crucified with words, plus his body was torn in pieces because of his love for me. From the cross, what does he say to those around him? Hey, Dad, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He was always in a love mode to forgive. That's you and I. I can tell you something. If we're not, the enemy will look for us because he can smell hatred. When you hear the truth and it stands up against everything other people are saying, that's ignorance talking. You can't stay glued to all the news channels and listen to them all day long and let that be your food when instead this is our source of food, spiritually speaking. Amen. Always remember, God is still on the throne. He's got everything under his control. And he's got everything working for him, but he's looking for people, the Bible says, who will stand in the gap. Stand in the gap. I said, stand in the gap. Give me three people. Stand right over here on the platform. Give me. You step over here. Now, they can't hold hands, can they? Reach out your hands. See if you can. There you go. Why can't you get a hold of each other? Because there's something missing. What's missing to get the word of God done is somebody like you and me to stand in the gap and link with other believers so this thing can get done. So this thing can get done. So this thing can get done. How many of you come in here hungry for the word of God? That's simple. That's simple. When you preach the word of God, it will change your life. Amen. I don't want to go to a church where I don't leave the place not full. I want to go to a place where I'm so challenged that as I walk out the place, the conviction of the Holy Spirit is all over me from top to bottom. My cousin had a restaurant in Lake George called the Sicilian Spaghetti House. And I never forget one time, it was on a Saturday, and the line to get in was outside onto the sidewalk, even up the street. And I said to him, I said, Cousin Paul, you know, maybe we should hurry up and eat so we can, you know, go give room to these people. He said, he broke in English, said, Paul, do you see the Italian restaurant? Do you see people waiting outside the Italian restaurant? Because they don't have a good of food. I cook the food. The longer the line, the more people want to come because they know the food is good. They wait. We serve good food at Harvest Charge. And people are coming. Those who have marriages are on the rock. Those that are alcoholics. Those that are messed up because of life and shattered are coming to Harvest Church. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. Stand up and say, glory to God. Stand up and say, glory to God. Start giving them praise. Start giving them praise. Start giving them praise. Come on. Start giving them praise. Start giving them praise. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Stand up, because we're going to end. The Bible definition for hope is expectancy. Hope is joyful expectation. Faith is there, and hope leaps up and grabs a hold of it. Romans 4:17 says this, that Jesus Christ quickens the dead. So I looked up these two words, powerful. The word quicken literally means to make alive, to infuse life in resurrection, to empower. The dead, listen to what the word dead means. It's incredible. It means a lifeless corpse. Your situation, my situation, on a daily basis, over a period of time, may look totally and completely dead. But there's nothing dead when the Word of God gets a hold of something. He'll take that dead situation and he will quicken new life into something that is a dead corpse lying there. Do you have some dreams that are like a dead corpse? God spoke something to you and they lie dead. They're not dead, they're dormant. Amen. There's a difference between something that's dead and something that's dormant. Amen. A seed lies dormant until it gets into the ground, and then, listen to me now, then all the nutrients in the soil jump all over that seed. Hope in your life and my life for dead situations, listen to me, is waiting for us to plant it with our mouth. And then faith will jump all over it. Faith will transform you, transform me. Say faith. Now say these four things and we're all done. Weak in faith, I'm not. Ignorant of God's word, I'm not. I'm not isolating myself. I'm mature to stand my ground in the full armor of God and to see God victorious through my life on a daily basis. I speak, go like this, I speak to the souls around me on a daily basis to be gathered together into the kingdom of God because of my life and who I am. Glory to God.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus.